This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson.
I was just a little girl traveling with my pops, thrown in jail for nothing by some southern racist cops.
These days, Mavis Staples can sing about the civil rights movement more than half a century ago. Back then, she was singing as part of it, as the featured voice in the Staples Singers, an acclaimed family vocal group with her father and siblings.
The Staples Singers, we've always lived the life we sing about, be it a strictly gospel song, a folk song, a freedom song. We were in the movement.
Although they lived in Chicago, Pop Staples had come north from his home in Mississippi. So, Mavis recalls, he was quick to recognize the significance of the message being preached by an energetic young minister in Alabama.
We happened to be in Montgomery, Alabama, and a pops called my sisters and I to his room and said, "Listen, y'all, this man Martin is here, Martin Luther King. He has a church here, and I'd like to go to his 11 o'clock service. Do you all want to go?" And we said, "Oh, yeah, Dad, we want to go." And when we got back to the hotel, Pops called us to his room again and told us, "Listen, y'all, I really like this man's message, and I think that if he can preach it, we can sing it." So we began writing freedom songs, joined the movement.
"And if he can preach it, we can sing it. Help to make the new day come. We took the walk to D.C.
In the months that followed, the Staples Singers frequently appeared with Dr. King, as Mavis invariably refers to him, from rural tent meetings to the historic 1963 March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom, a massive event that helped spur passage of the Federal Civil Rights Act the following year. For a teenaged girl from the urban North, Mavis says her high-profile immersion into the Deep South was a revelation.
"We were kids when we first started traveling. I was still in high school. And the Pops had informed us of what to expect in the South. So as time went on, I realized I'm singing some songs to help make it better for what we have gone through down here in the South. You know, we went to jail. We had been run off the highway, just abused in many ways when we would be traveling through the South. I didn't realize it when we first started singing. But after about 4 years, I saw how serious it was and how serious these songs were."
Those songs remained important to her, even as the Staples Singers became ever more successful through the next decades as a popular rhythm and blues act that delivered infectious, positive-themed message music. So for her most recent recording, "We'll Never Turn Back," she revisited some of those old freedom songs.
"These songs are songs that we sang as we marched during the movement. I grew up singing these songs, and I just felt that the generations today, they need to know. They need to hear these songs to know what we went through in order for them to be able to live like they are today."
Just as the Staples Singers contributed to the soundtrack of the nation's history, the group has a lively history of their own, which Mavis shares with us on tomorrow's program. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.
I know it's true. Yes, it is.